comes to meet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moni Mimaras Yishe Yuchyu, and the schus Yuchiel ben Shalamis, Binyamin Simcha ben Adina Minya, for Shleiman Bracha ben Tzlacha, and Lunishmas, Bar Zester Bas Rav Shmuel, Rav Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna. Anybody who'd like to dedicate a shir in someone's honor may contact me. In the Gemara in Yevamis, and Daf Pei Ches Amad Aleph, the Gemara asks how we know that an Ein Echad is believed to say Shemes Baila. How do we know that an Ein Echad is believed to say that a woman's husband died and then she can remarry based on his testimony? So maybe you're going to taina that it's because we have a rule that if you have a chaticha and you're not sure if it's chelev unkosher, shuman kosher, and then an eid echad comes along and says, it's clear to me that it's shuman, this eid is believed. So you want a taina also that in the same way we're going to believe this woman to say that the husband is dead. Nope. That aid we believe when he says it's Shuman, because Hasim Los Chazik Isura. There is no Cheska Sisser. So we can believe in aid when there's no Cheska Sisser. But Hacha, in this case, over here, is Chazik Isura de Eishes Ish. Vein Darvashe Ve'erba Pachos Mishnayim. Here, is a Cheska Sisser Eishes Ish. This woman has a cheska sister that she's a married woman. And there's no davar sheve'er b'pachas mishnayim. And it's a matter pertaining to erva. And there's no davar sheve'er with less than two people. Ein davar sheve'er b'pachas mishnayim. So how can you compare this case of erva and cheska sister eshesish to the case of Chaticha Safik Chelev Safik Shuman? So it's mashma from the Lashon of the Gemara that if not for the reason of Ischazik Yisura Deishasish, we wouldn't have said Ein Dar V'Sheir V'Pachos Mishnayim. In other words, the whole word of Ein Erva Dar V'Sheir V'Pachos Mishnayim, you need two for a Dar V'Sheir V'Erva, is because there's a Cheska Sisser. That's the way one could learn the Gemara. However, the Ramban doesn't learn like that. The Ramban says that it says in the Gemara, Vein Davar Shever B'Pachos Mishnayim, it's telling us two separate elements, two separate aspects. Number one, by the Chaticha, there's no Cheska Sisser. Here, there's a Cheska Sisser. Number two, here, Gabi Eishes Ish, even if it wasn't a cheska sisser, you need two, because ain't davar sheher b'pachos mishnayim. That's the Ramban. The Maharik, Siman Ayin Beis, which we've discussed in numerous shiurim, which I hope you'll listen to, he's medayik from the Lashon of the Gemara that when there's no cheska sisser, even davar sheberva eid echad is neman, not like the Ramban. The Ramban says davar sheberva needs two, cheska sisser, no cheska sisser. The Maharik says no. If there's no cheska sisser, even davar sheberva, one is enough. One a is enough, and we can learn from a chaticha. I'd like to quote his lashon. V'chein das nota, the lo amrin ein davar sheberva pachas mishnayim. Eladafka hechad b'shah shemeid ala eid echad latira hi b'cheskes eishasish. Toz vaday laf kol kemine. Eid echad lafuke mecheskes iser. My mind is inclined to say that we only say in davar sheber pachos mishnayim where when he's made on her, she's b'cheskes eishasish. Then he doesn't have the power to remove her from her cheska sisser. But if not, he could. If she wasn't a cheska sisser, eishes ish. Veod, wild. Kaven the Gamrina Dabra Dabra Mimamin. Since we learn Xer Shab of Dabra Dabra Mimamin, we can say that you need to aid him. By Mammon, it's Lahotzi Mechaskasa. So to Isha, it's Lahotzi Mechaskasisr. So you know when you need to aid him? To be Motzi Mechaskasisr. Otherwise, one aid is enough. That's the Maharik, and that's the Machlokas Maharik Ramban. Ramban, Dovr Sherber always needs two. Maharik, not if there's no Cheskasisr, or no Cheskasisr, only requires one aid. From this Maharik, the Shara Mishpat, and Simon Lamed Gimel proves that he holds that by Mammon also, if by Mammon, two people are arguing, and neither of them is Muchzuk, one aid is Naman to be Mevarer, who the money belongs to. Otherwise, how do we say by Davar Shebe'erva that Eid Echad is Naman if there's no Cheskasisr? We learn Davar Davar Mimamin. So it must be that just like by Davar Shebe'erva one aid is enough if there's no Cheskasisr, so too by Mammon one aid is enough if there's no Cheskasisr. According to this assumption, Frak the Shar Mishpat, two kashes on the Heilige Marik. Vieshla Tumoya Mishas Arucha, Perik Elu Mitzias, Damrinan Hasam, Simonim Visimonim, Yaniach. One person gives Simonim on an Aveda, and another person gives Simonim on an Aveda, you can leave it. Leave it, neither of them get it. Simonim Ve'edim, one guy has simanim, another guy has edim. Yinasein lebaal ha'edim, give it to the fellow with the edim. Simanim and edim, the baal ha'edim gets it. Simanim v'simanim, let's say they both give simanim, but one guy gives simanim and the other guy gives simanim with an eid echad. Command alesei dami v'yaniach. No. That aid is garnished, and leave it. Hare lehedya, we see from here explicitly, avde hasam lekashum cheskes mammon, da aveda bershus hamotze, even though there's no cheskes mammon, because an aveda is in the reshus, in the possession of the finder, there's no chazaka here, no one's holding on to it, and vafilu hachi lo mehim an aid echad lahachzik, nevertheless we don't believe that one aid to be machzik this mammon, this aveda, l'mishiyayid b'shvila, for the person, on behalf of the person from whom he's testifying, even though the aveda definitely belongs to one of them. Because if we want to split it up, we can split it up like the Shach writes. So we assume it belongs to one of them. That's why we could theoretically split it up between the two. So why don't we leave this one aid to say that it belongs to this guy? There's no cheskasisr here. That's the first kasha of the Shar Mishpat. If you're right, Reb Maharik, Rabbi Maharik, then how come that if there's no Cheskes Mammon, one aid is enough? And can you please explain the Gemara that if one person brings Simanim and an Eid Echad, we don't listen to that Eid Echad? There's no Cheskes Mammon here. Noch Akasha, from the Gemara in Kiddushin 74, that if a dayan judges, he's naman to say lazeh zachiti, for lazeh chiyafti. This guy I was mizake, this guy I made won the case, the other guy lost the case. B'meh dvarim amurim, when is this talking about? Shebalei din omdim lefanav, avalein balei din omdim lefanav ein naman. This is only when they're standing in front of him. They're not standing in front of him, he's not believed. If the balei dinim are not standing there, he's no longer believed. Now it's pashut that if we'd be dealing with two dayanim, they'd be believed even if the balei dinim aren't there. Like it says in Choshen Mishpat 23:1, and dayan echad is not believed. Now there, neither of them is muchzuk. Like we see in Choshen Mishpat 243-3, Delo dainan shuda, eladafke hegedein shnei muhzakim, vahasem hapaskinan shuda, vein maminim ladain betorei rechot, hare muchach behedia, dein ei rechot neman, afilu hecha dein shnei muhzakim. So you see from the Gemara there, it's talking about shuda didaina, that the judge is based on his inclinations, even though there's no clear proof. And it's talking about a case where neither of them is muhzuk, because that's the only time you can have a shuda. And we don't believe the dayan is an eid echad. It's talking about a case where neither of them is muhzuk, and the dayan is not believed al tzeid echad. Why not? Why don't believe the dayan is an eid echad? Why don't we believe the dayan as an eid echad, who this object belongs to when they're no longer standing in front of him? So you see again that one eid is not believed even if there's no cheskes mamon. The Shmaitza Vav Perek Gimel asks from the Rosh in the first Perek of Mitzia, who paskins that if somebody is mechuy of Shavua, and then you have an eid echad who comes and says that the object belongs to him, the money belongs to him, he testifies on this person's behalf, he doesn't pater him from Shavua. And therefore, if he's mechuy of Shavua and he's unable to swear, for whatever reason, in which case he's chayav l'shalem, this eid amaseh is not going to pater him from the chayav l'shalem. And what is the eid trying to do? The eid is trying to say, no, this money belongs to him. This object belongs to him. You're right, he's chayav shvua, but it's really, he's really right. So he shouldn't have to pay. And yet we make him pay. So what's the eid echad trying to do? He's not trying to be motzi mamon. He's trying to be machzik mamon. This person's holding on to an object, and this Eda Misayeya wants to pater him from having to pay. He wants to say that he's in the right, he doesn't have to pay. So even though this Eda Misayeya is trying to say that he doesn't have to pay, meaning he's helping him be Machzik Mammon, he's not coming to be Motzi Mammon. Nevertheless, he has to pay. Why? Why? According to the Ma'arik, Eid Echad is believed lahachzik, just not lahotzi. Here we're talking about lahachzik. So those are our kashas that we have from the Sha'ar Mishpat. Incidentally, we had a shiur years ago. Seems like not so long ago. But somehow I remember giving it in the old city of Jerusalem. And I haven't lived there in over 8 years. So I guess time has flown. Unless my memory isn't serving me correctly and I've given it since. Akopanim, we had a shiur, and it was based on the shiurim of Moreno Hagon, Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, and he dealt with the Gemara in Bav Mitzia, so that was very geschmack. So I can give you a Mara Mokum to look in the shiurim of Reb Shmuel on Bav Mitzia and see how he deals with the kasha from the Aveda. For our shiur, in this shiur, we're going to be going, recently we've been learning a lot from the Torah of Hagon, of Yeruchim Varhaftik, who was a very, very choshev at Talmud Chacham in the late 1800s. He was born early and he died in approximately 1965. In Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. He was a Telzer Talmud, Talmud of Blazer Gordon, the first Telzer Rosh Yeshiva. He was a Brisker Talmud, he learned by Reb Chaim. When he was in Eretz Yisrael, he used to come and talk and learning with the Brisker Rav. He was very, very choshev, and his son, Reb Zerach, was an Ilui himself, Talmud Chacham. He also, most importantly probably, saved the Meir Yeshiva from being obliterated in the Holocaust. So that's a tremendous chus. In Akdama to one of his svarim, he writes about his son, that his son wanted a haskama to his sefer. He said, what do you need a haskama for? You're the tzaddik ador, you saved the mir yeshiva. Anyway, I really enjoy learning the Torah of Rabbi Yerucham. So this is in the first siman of the sefer, Divrei Yerucham. Anybody who wants to really have a lot of hanah, shashua de Torah, you can look in the HebrewBooks.org, and Baruch Hashem, it's available, his svarim, and also in the Otzer HaChochma program, it's available. So today, God is so good to us. He's given us so many options, so many possibilities for to learn Torah. So Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Le'olam Chasda. So we're going to go through Rabbi Yerucham's Mahalach. He writes, Nirali L'Taritz is Kushis Hashar Mishpat. Min simanim v'simanim ve'ed echad aloy dami. No. This simanim v'simanim ve'ed echad that you wanted to prove from Bava Mitzia, that if there's one guy brings simanim and the other guy brings simanim and ed echad, it's not enough. The ed echad's not enough. The lo dami. So, if you have a chaticha that's safek chelev, safek shuma, and the yed echad is coming to be mevarer, is it chelev or is it shuman? Ukenegdo, ein shum beirur lahakhisha. There's no beirur against him. There's nothing that clarifies that he's wrong. He's telling us, is it chelev or is it shuman? And we have no beirur, we have nothing clarifying it, that's makhish what he's saying, what this Eid Echad is saying. So too by Mammon. This guy Tainas Shema. And this guy Tainas Shema. Or this guy Tainas Bari. And this guy Tainas Bari. And the Eid Echad is Mevarer Kedivrei Echad Mehem. And this Eid Echad comes and says like one of them. Because Bari is not a Beirur to be Machish the Eid, like we find in Bava Mitzia on page 35b. Zelmer Shel Avoisai. Zelmer Shel Avoisai. Each guy says it belonged to his forefathers. If one guy came from the Shuk and he was Machzik this land, Amri Nahar Dai, Ein Motzin Meyadi, let him keep it. Pirish Arashbam, Afal Pi, the Lotoin Midi, he doesn't have to make any taina. The Shema Gam Lashne Marishonim, Ein Lam Chelekba. Maybe neither of them, but maybe it belongs to neither of them. So we see that Bari is not a Beirur, even against somebody from the Shuk, to contradict him. So whenever you have one aid and there's no Beirur against the aid, nothing clarifies that the aid is wrong, you can really follow this aid. Lo kein b'simanim b'simanim im ish men ha-shuk yachtof men ha-moitzei Loshum Taina, Vadai Motsin Miyada. If you have two people giving simanim, and then one guy comes from the street and he snatches it from the finder without any taina, we take it away from him. Why is that? Because simanim are a beirur. Simanim are a beirur. Simanim clarify that it belongs to this person. The only thing is, both people have simanim. So you have a beirur from both, you don't know what to do. Now, when this Eid Echad comes and says it belongs to this person who gave Simonim, there's a Beirur against him. What's the Beirur against him? That the other guy gave Simonim. Because Simonim by Aveda are a complete Beirur. They clarify that it really belongs to him. And more than this, we find in the Shach, in Choshen Mishpat, in Simon Reish Tzadi Zayin, who holds that Simonim are effective even to take out from Cheskes Mammon. Like we find in Yevamis, and Daf Kuf Vav. What does it say there in the Gemara? This is, Kuf Tes Vav on the Beis. Hahu Gavra Daafkid Shumshemi Gabe Chavre. There was a certain man who deposited sesame plants with his friend. Amar Le Havli Shumshemi. Sometime later he said to him, give me the sesame plants. The friend said to him, you already took them. The owner said, but they were of such and such an amount and placed in a barrel. Go and check that barrel and you'll see that I'm right. The person said to him, you took your sesame plants and those in the barrel in my house are other ones. Didach shakaltinu v'hani achorininu sav Rav Chisda lemeimar. So the Rav Chisda thought to say here that hainu shnei tamidachon v'lo aminin hanachaz ulam v'hani achorininu. The situation is the same as the situation involving two Torah scholars who drown, when they use distinguishing marks to identify them. And we don't say in that case, those men went elsewhere in the world, and these men who floated up are different people. So they have a simanim. So here also, you can rely on the distinguishing marks of the sesame plants given by the owner, and there's no reason to think that these sesame plants are different sesame plants. Hainu shnei tamidachon Rashi d'tanya el v'heisi rebis nishoseim al pinashim. So you can marry off these men, the wives of these men, even based on Eidus Nashim. I think that's Pshat and Rashi. Anyway, the Gemara says, "Vayit armalei rovim mi dami hasam kamri simanim hachashum shene my simane yislahu." Can you compare the two? There they said distinguishing marks that identify the victims. Here in the case of sesame plants, what distinguishing marks might they have? Udekamra kain v'chein havyin eimar chush ben asrami. And if you say there was such and such an amount, could happen by chance that this second time it was the same amount, but maybe it's not the same sesame plants. Chushbana ika lemeimar de misrami, Rashi says. So what do you see from this Gemara? You see that these are simanim, and these simanim, if there would be good simanim, in the end there's no siman on the sumsumi. But if there was a good siman on the sumsumi, so even though his friend is machzik the sumsumi, it would be enough for him to take it back. So simanim are very strong. Since simanim are very strong, even to be multi mecheskes mammon, like we see from the Gemara there, so simanim are also better than Eid Echad. And also, if you have a simanim against an Eid Echad, you give it to the Baal simanim. Simanim are like two Eidim. So if you have two Eidim and afterwards somebody brings one Eid or another Beirur, ein Naman. Because if you have a Beirur Gadol like simanim or like two Eidim, so a small Beirur doesn't help us. So what was our kasha? We had a kasha in the Ma'arik. The Ma'arik said that 1-8 is Naaman. In Mamanus, as long as he's not Motzi Micheskes Maman. And on that, the Shaar Mishpat asked from the Gemara in Bava Metzia that if one guy brings Simanim and the other guy brings Simanim Ve'ed Echad, the Eid Echad is Kamanda Lesei. The Eid Echad doesn't count. Why does the Eid Echad not count? There's no Cheskes Maman here. There's no Cheskes Maman. So why shouldn't the Eid Echad, the guy with the Eid Echad, the Simanim and Eid Echad, get it against the guy with just the Simanim? He has Eid Echad. So the answer is that Simanim are like two Eidim. So he has a Beirer, the first guy is a Beirer, the guy with the Simanim and Eid Echad is an equal Beirer. The Eid Echad is lo ma'alav lo morid. So therefore, it's not going to help because if they have a Beirer of Simanim. But otherwise, an Eid Echad is effective. Some say that it is considered that there's a Cheskes Maman here because the person holding on to it is holding on to it for both of them. So it's considered that they're both Muchzuk and Memela. It's taking it out of the other guy's Chazakah. But this was this Teretz that we said was the Teretz of Agon Rabbi Yeruchim. And then he goes on, he says, Ve'ein lahakshos. So unless you have that kasha, I'm not going to relate to it. We're just going to get to the next kasha. The kasha, the Shaar Mishpat, that ein naman adayin bizman she'ein based in oldim lefanav. Alf bi dehasim ein amuchzokim. Why is a dayin not believed if they're not standing there anymore to say who he was mzaka, who he was mechayiv? Nobody has a chazaka. So from this, the Shaar Mishpat proves that Eid Echad is not believed even if he's not coming to be motzi mechazaka. But what can we answer back? We can answer back that Adarabba, from there it's Muchach Fakert. It's like it's Mashman Rashi. Rashi says, Dibur Maschil Bizman, Ve'im Baldin Omdim Lefonav, Ramya Ole Lemidkar, Ukashain Bale Din Omdim Lefonav, Lo Ramya Ole Lemidkar. When the Bale Dinam aren't standing in front of him, so it's incumbent upon him to remember. When the Baalei Dinim are not standing in front of him, he doesn't have to remember. So the Ma'arik can learn Pshat and Rashi Kipshuta, that if the Baalei Dinim are standing in front of him, he remembers and he's a good Eid Echad, and he's Neman. And if the Baalei Dinim are not standing in front of him, he doesn't remember. He's not even an Eid Echad. He doesn't remember the Eidus. He's Torah Bedinov, Kamo Balabai Shetorah Bepolov. So that's not a kasha. Look at the Gemara there. Look at Rashi there. Rashi, the Ma'arik, can look at Rashi there and feel very comfortable. The Ma'arik would say that, of course, Eid Echad is believed if he's not Motzi Mechazaka. But here it's not talking about where he's a proper Eid Echad. If they're standing before him, this Dayan is a proper Eid Echad to say, I was Mzaka him, I was Mechay of him. But if they're not standing in front of anymore, he's not an Eid Echad. He doesn't remember. And then we had another kasha, the kasha of the Shmaitza from the Rosh, who holds that an Eidim Misayeh doesn't pater somebody who owes money, because mitoch she'en yochal li yishava mishalim. Since he can't swear, he has to pay. And if you have an Eidim Misayeh who's on his side and he says he doesn't owe, we don't believe him. Either it's lahachzik, it's not lahotzi. Why shouldn't we believe the one Eid? So Zokt Rabbi Yeruchim lo dami. No. Your mamish can't compare the two. Because we're only talking about a case that without the Eid Echad we have a Safek, like in Asurim. Safek Chaticha, Safek Chalef, Safek Shuman. B'mamon, Zeto Ein Bari, V'Zeto Ein Bari, we're not sure. But here in the case of the Rosh, without the Eid Echad we have no Safek. Mitoch Sheinu Yochel Yishava Mishalim, he's Vadei Chayiv to pay. And therefore he has a Cheskes Chiyuv to pay his friend. And the Eid Echad is taking out of the Cheskes Chiyuv. There the Maharik says, I agree with you, of course he has to pay. When do we say Eid Echad is Ne'aman to be Machzik? But here, it's not Machzik, here he's being a Motzi Mecheskes Chiyuv. He is a Chiyuv to be Mishalim. Because he can't swear, Mitoch Sheni Yochel Lesheva Mishalim. So this Eid Echad says, no, he's, the money really belongs to him. Yeah, but you're being Motzi Mecheskes Chiyuv, Rebbe Eid Echad. That you can't do, he has a Cheskes Chiyuv to pay. Maharik only said his vort that Eid Echad is believed that there's no chazaka. If not only if the other guy is in muhsuk, if he doesn't have a cheskes chiyuv to pay. Maharik would say, if somebody else is muhsuk, we don't believe Eid Echad. And if he has a cheskes chiyuv to pay, he has an assumption that he has to pay. The Eid Echad can't be motzi from that assumption. He can't take us out of that and change that assumption. So at Kan, we were zochet to be metarets the kashas of the Shar Mishpat on the Maharik. The Shar Mishpat gives his own teirutzim, and if God is good to us and He gives us life and He gives us health and Simchas Chaim and financial means and everything we need, we'd like very much to continue see the Shar Mishpat's teirutzim and continue in Siman Beis of this beautiful Sefer Divrei Rucham. He continues talking about Eid Echad, and we will please God see continuing the flow of Mitaras Hashem. As I always say, there's so much more to say. Torah is so vast, especially now, as I mentioned before, that we have access to so many Svarim today that you could do a search and you can get to hundreds of sources in seconds. So that gives us really so much Simchas Chaim and so much sweetness in our life that we see how Torah is so profound, so deep, so vast. So we should be zochet to continue. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest, most beloved friends, and allowing me to share this with you, and hope that we're able to continue learning together. Good health and happiness. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.